Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al-misbah fi zujajah. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس Wallahu bi kulli shay'in 'aleem.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
So as you listened, the verse starts saying, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. What is the meaning of light? Light is something that is itself bright. Not only it is bright, but it also causes the brightness of other things. In Islamic culture, several things have been mentioned as light, including the Holy Quran, the traditions, knowledge, wisdom, faith, guidance, Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the infallible Imams. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Nothing I saw unless I saw Allah before it, after it, and along with it." For commenting on this important verse, which is the reason why this chapter is named Chapter Nur, we can say that there have been said many words, commentators, philosophers, Islamic mystics, they all have discussed this verse a lot, from different aspects, different angles, different perspectives. But the relation of this verse with the previous verses is in this way, that in the former holy verses, The discussion focused on chastity, struggling against indecency by means of various ways and methods. And since what guarantees the execution of all divine ordinances, especially controlling unrestrained instincts, and more importantly, sexual instinct and defilements, which is the most powerful one, this cannot be done without having faith as support. Finally, the discussion is led to faith and its powerful influence, where the verse begins saying, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse starts, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. What a nice, interesting, and valuable sentence this is. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. He is the brightness. He is bright himself and illuminates all other things. He is the illuminator of all of them, of all the heavens and the earth. Some commentators have interpreted the word light here as guider and leader. Some of them have interpreted it as a lighter, as some kind of beautifying element. All these meanings are true, but the concept of the verse is still more inclusive. In the Holy Quran and narrations, some entities are called light. First, this Holy Quran introduces itself as the light. In chapter Ma'idah, it is in the 15th verse, it is recited, Indeed, there has come to you light from Allah, a light and a clear book. Nurun wa kitabun mubin. We also recite in chapter A'raf, in the 157th verse, Then those who follow the light which has been sent down with him, these are the ones that are prosperous. So, this glorious Quran is introduced as one of the elements that are called light in the Holy Quran. We will continue introducing other things and elements in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. but this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.